Chapter 6, Task 12. Listen to the following text and make notes under the following headings.
Asthma. Asthma is a condition in which the airways narrow, swell, and produce extra mucus. This can make breathing difficult and trigger symptoms such as dry cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness, all of which are caused by bronchial constriction. Asthma symptoms range from minor to severe and vary from person to person. The patient may suffer from infrequent asthma attacks, have symptoms only at certain times, or have symptoms all the time. For some people, asthma symptoms flare up due to some additional factors like exercising, workplace irritants, or particular allergens. A number of factors are thought to increase the chances of developing asthma. These include having a blood relative with asthma, another allergic condition such as atopic dermatitis or allergic rhinitis, being a smoker or exposure to secondhand smoke, or to pollutants in the air. Asthma is usually diagnosed by means of a pulmonary function test that may include spirometry that checks how much air the patient can exhale and how fast they can breathe out, and peak flow test that measures the volume of the lungs. Although there's no cure for asthma, there are effective medication for asthma that allow most people to control their asthma so that it doesn't interfere with their daily life. Such medication are called bronchodilators because they relax the bronchial muscles, causing the airway to dilate. Long-term asthma control medications, generally taken daily, are the cornerstone of asthma treatment. These medications keep asthma under control on a day-to-day basis and make it less likely that the patient will have an asthma attack. Types of long-term control medication include inhaled corticosteroids like fludrocasone or budesonide. These medications usually take several days to weeks before they reach their maximum benefit, so it is important to use them regularly. They work by reducing the inflammation in the airways and decreasing the amount of mucus produced. They usually come in the form of metered dose or dry powder inhaler. Leukotriene modifiers. These oral medications, including montelukast, aka Singulair, help relieve asthma symptoms for up to 24 hours. Leukotrienes are inflammatory chemicals the body releases after coming in contact with an allergen or allergy trigger. They cause tightening of the airway muscles and the production of excess mucus and fluid. Leukotriene modifiers prevent the bronchi from constricting, but they should not be able to soothe an acute asthma attack. They are available in the form of granules or tablets or chewable tablets. Long-acting beta-2 agonist. These inhaled medications, which include salmeterol and formoterol, open the airways. They are used on a daily basis to control moderate and severe persistent asthma, usually in the form of a metered dose or dry powder inhaler, but they can also be taken by means of a nebulizer that converts the medication into a mist so that it can be more easily inhaled into the lungs. Quick relief rescue medications are needed for rapid short-term symptom relief during an asthma attack or before exercise. They include short-acting beta agonists. These inhaled quick-relief bronchodilators act within minutes to rapidly ease symptoms during an asthma attack. Among others, they include albuterol, aka Ventolin. They can be taken using a portable, handheld inhaler or a nebulizer. All of the drugs for asthma may evoke adverse reactions. Reliever medicines can cause muscle tremor or increase the heartbeat, while preventer medicines taken by inhalation may be the reason of a sore throat, hoarseness, or thrush, that is, a fungal infection of the mouth. Oral corticosteroids taken for a long time may induce increased appetite, mood swings, and brittleness of the bones, aka osteoporosis.